This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health.
Poinsettias are well known as a decorative Christmas plant with their red and green foliage. There's a huge industry around poinsettias. They're one of the best-selling plants in the U.S. and contribute over $250 million annually to the U.S. economy, according to the American Floral Endowment. In 2012, the top 15 poinsettia-producing states grew 33.8 million plants for a total wholesale value of $143.7 million. California is the top producer, followed by North Carolina, Texas, and Ohio. New York is number 8 of the top 15, with 8.9 million in wholesale poinsettia sales last year. Flower expert and author of several books, including Slow Flowers, Deborah Prinzing, shared some concerning trends around poinsettias and some sustainable ways of procuring the festive plant.
You probably will see poinsettias in the stores in colors like red, pink, burgundy, white. And there are even some new hybrids, like these beautiful lime greens and coral poinsettias. But this year, there's an unfortunate trend toward spray-painted and glitter-covered bracts. I don't like to purchase those because when you're done at the holidays, if you put them in the compost bin, all that paint and glitter does not biodegrade. So it's probably a good idea to stick with the real poinsettias. They do have a sustainable angle because poinsettias are somewhat delicate, and they don't tend to hold up well when shipped far, which means that most producer greenhouses are located close to the markets where the plants are sold, thus giving a smaller carbon footprint to our use of those plants. To choose a healthy poinsettia, be sure to get one that is robust, doesn't have wilting foliage or wilting flowers, and you can tell that it's been cared for well and isn't bruised or broken. Bring it in your home and be sure to water it sparingly. Do not put it near a heat source or a bright window, and you'll enjoy it throughout the holidays.
Not a fan of poinsettias? Have no fear. Deborah gives some great tips for alternatives.
You may not be a fan of poinsettias, and never fear, there's a lot of options, and many of them are sustainable for decorating your home for the holidays. I love to clip greenery, branches, and berries from my backyard, and often my neighbors and friends, but I always ask permission. Never forage without getting permission, or in the case of public land, without a permit. While it may be hard to find local or American-grown cut flowers in your area during December, you can always ask for California-grown options, because that state produces about three-quarters of the domestically grown flowers in the U.S. Always ask the origin of the plants, flowers, and greenery you purchase. Your seller should be able to tell you who grew it and where it was grown, and ideally the practices that were used. And whenever you have a doubt, be sure to support a local American farm and grower.
So enjoy the holiday season and decorate sustainably. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Thunderbird by Comanche. Thanks for listening.